Hey, good evening.
Hey, Matthew. Rick here with Elf and Mazer. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, Matthew, I saw your email that came in, I think Friday last week. However, we just resumed today after the long holiday weekend. Happy Juneteenth, by the way. And
Oh, thank you, likewise.
thank you. So I had a chance to view the email as well, and then, since we had our scrum meeting today with the rest of the internal team, I got a chance to discuss the project with them as well. I wanted to discuss a few details with you. There were a few things that I want to really wrap my head around before we could go ahead and, kind of do a scope of work document for you that is going to
Okay.
kind of flesh out the features that you've already mentioned. Is this a good time for it? I realize this is an impromptu call. Apologies about that, but do you have a few minutes?
Oh yeah, this is a great time. Just got home. Yeah, now it works.
Oh, well, okay, perfect. So it must be 5:30 at your end, right?
4:30.
4:30, okay, so you're on the central time. Cool. Okay, so Matthew, I wanted to go through the document you sent over. Do you have that in front of you? Can you pull that up if it's
I
going to be?
can, yes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Right, so let's do this. So for the first two paragraphs, which I realize is kind of the overview of what the the full scope application is going to look like, I just wanted to go through these pointers and make sure we are understanding this correctly. So the first thing you mentioned
Okay.
here is that the radio part of the app will operate like a musical radar that users can make as personal as they want. Now, it all makes sense until up till where it says musical radar, but then it says that users can make as personal as they want. Could you briefly explain to me what you plan to have as far as the personalization is concerned?
Yeah, so my hope is every person can use that part of the app, the radar, the searching for other people listening to music. I want to make that as personal as possible so you can really fine-tune what it is you're looking for, by genre, by location, by who has a lot of current listeners at any given point in time. So that's what I meant.
Okay, so say the most listened to radio stations and playlists. You said geographical locations, which I reckon, I mean, just a thought off the top of my head right now, would look something like a Snap Map. If you use Snapchat, there is a map feature on Snapchat where you could view people on the map and you could see what kind of stories are they putting up. So just like that, you'd be able to see what kind of music are they listening to on an interactive map interface. Am I in the right direction?
Indeed. I was thinking either that or the actual way of finding music is more like a radar. That way it's not as intrusive. I've gone back and forth on that. So you could just like get a sense of if you type in like a 5 mile radius, it'll just come up with people within that kind of radius listening to music using the app. Do you think it would be too intrusive if it was, you could actually see exactly where people were?
Well, A, the location does not have to be exactly pinpointed, right? Just like when you go to Airbnb, for example, just to make sure the people cannot exploit the application, they don't give you the exact location of the Airbnb home that's available, right? And that's just to make
That's
sure
true.
when someone gets in contact, they can get the exact location, but otherwise they can see what area or what approximate location or locality is the person based at. We could further, there could be many different ways to, make sure, but I understand the idea. You want to make sure that, the locations are not divulged when people are looking at each other on a map interface or like a list interface where you could, drag a slider to decide the radius that you want to explore within. That could be dealt. But essentially, the overall idea is to have people be able to explore music via geographical locations, you said, based upon, the most popular playlists and radio stations, again, based upon the most listeners. And there's a third thing you mentioned as well, right? What was the third thing again?
Genre.
So
and then I was thinking, if people who wanted to make it available, like if you're listening to music and you wanted it to be available on like the radius part so anyone could just find you, I was wondering if having hashtags might help with that.
Having hashtags on there, it's a correlating feature, right? And in the sense that when someone uploads their playlist or they upload their music in a queue, they put the hashtags in there just to make sure they can increase their visibility, or they select the categories they want to show up their music in, for example, pop or the genre, whatever genre, the country music, whatever it is, so they have a list of different categories, the genres that they can place their music in. And that's how on the other side of the application, when the user who's listening to the music looks it up, he's going to see the results sorted and filtered according to his selection that he's making.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Right. I think I did show you the Viber application, right? It does have a few of those features as well, so we do have an idea on how this is going to work. And then again, there's more than one way to do, some of these features. So we'll look at that as well. But anyway, I think I got a good idea on what the personalization aspect of it would look like. Now, coming to the second pointer here, essentially it is a way to see who's listening to what on the app. You can further edit your search by limiting it to, I think that's the same pointer we were discussing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone can use Radius to host if they would like. All that is required that you have a couple songs queued up. So if you have to host a playlist, you have to make sure you have at least a few songs, at least three songs you mentioned somewhere. You should have them before you can create a playlist, just to make sure just to avoid any kind of breaks when you're listening to music, right?
Yeah, and that's only if you're using the Radius part of the app. Like if you're just listening to music on your own, then no worries. But if you wanted to share it with anyone who's using the Radius part, then yeah, you would need a couple songs queued up.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. Now, and then there's a following or a friendship feature as well, whereby you could follow people. You could probably find them using their username or using their email or simply on the public radius if they choose, the other person chooses to be on the public side of the application. I think there's going to be two different types of profile on the application, right? One is going to be a private profile where you could just listen to your music without being bothered with any kind of friend requests or any kind of follow requests. And then there's a side of the application where you could basically flaunt the music that you're listening to, or even upload your own playlist and put that up on the radar on the radius for people to see. So that's two different kinds of user profiles based upon privacy, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so let's skip to the first phase. So I'm assuming first phase is what you want to look into right now, and then the second and the third phase is your long-term plan on how you plan to progress the application, and you don't want to conduct the whole development of all the three phases together. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, coming to the key features from first phase, because this is what we'd be submitting to you the scope of work for, and I think I've given you a cost ballpark and the timeline ballpark as well for this first phase.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one says the radius, limited search options in order to better test it. this means that the radius would not be fully out and about at the first launch of the application. So what features do you want to keep for the first phase?
I was thinking, so if you're going to post that you're listening to music on Radius, I was thinking you could do it by genre, and I think location are the main two that I would love to have initially as ways of finding people.
Genre and location, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third one where you... you said there was a genre. There were three ways to explore Radius, right? One was genre, the other one was location, and there was a third one. I'm so sorry, I didn't take it down. What was the third one again?
Oh yeah, no worries. The third one would be using hashtags.
Hashtags, okay. Right, so you don't want all those bells and whistles in there for now. You just want to have it as, you know, the first phase of the Radius part of the application is going to have the genre filters, is going to have the location enabled, interactive map, or however we decide to do it. Okay. I'll take that down here. And yeah, the second pointer now, this says profile and limited customization on profile page. This will include a favorite song, song of the day, or just some random song you want other people to see. So every person on the app is going to have their own profile, just like you have it on Spotify or you have it on Deezer, and that's exactly how you make the connection with the other person as well. You could send them, you know, when people search you up with your username, for example, they land on your profile, and they can see more like a cover photo that's going to, you know, be an illustration of an optional illustration of what you like to listen or what kind of music you follow, and then there's going to be a profile picture, a description, followers and following, and then comes, you know, what kind of music you'd like to highlight on your profile.
That indeed.
A favorite song, a song of the day, and then, you know, you could have a list of songs on there as well that you'd like to highlight on your profile, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's clear. And, you mentioned here official bands, artists, record labels, and studios upload music. Just by the way, do you have any list of bands or artists or record labels that are ready to hop on the application when it goes live?
I've talked to a few people. My brother is a producer and manager out in LA for a lot of different artists, and I've talked to a couple bands in Chicago, and they would be interested in helping out initially just by putting their whole catalog on Radius. So there's a few bands and artists so far that I've heard back from.
Okay. Right. In fact, good that you mentioned that, because an application of this scale is usually launched, you know, it's pilot launched in a certain locality or in a certain state. First, and then you take it to a few more states, and that's how you grow all over the USA, right? So do you plan to do it the same way, or do you want to launch it all over the USA all at once?
I've gone back and forth on that. I was debating whether or not it would make sense to initially start it in Illinois, Chicago specifically, or maybe LA, overall California. I'm not sure. Do you have a recommendation when it comes to that?
Well, we do definitely recommend that you start with within a certain state or within a certain geographical location, generally to start with, right? So, for example, if you say you want to go with Illinois and California, I think that's a big enough radius for you to cover in the first phase, right?
Okay.
And you could go with both the states as well. Are you mixed with whether you should go for Illinois and, in fact, Chicago and L.A.? Or, do you want to choose between the two? Or do you want to choose between going all over the USA or going for just the two states for now?
I think starting with the two states makes sense. That's just where I've been in contact with all the artists that I've reached out to and the band. That's mostly what I was basing it off of.
There you go. Yeah. So because why we say this or why we recommend this is because, the users in the application, let's say you get someone from New York on the application, and if they cannot find the kind of music they're looking for, or they do not have a sizable list of options available on the application for their search results, it's just not going to make sense, right? And it's going to result in bounce back on your application where people download the
Right.
application and then, remove it from their phone. They uninstall it. So it's always best to go with a couple locations first. So I think for now I'll just take it down as Illinois and California for the first phase of launch.
Okay, that makes sense.
Great. And you mentioned notifications for new listeners to your station. Of course, there's going to be many other notifications as well. There's going to be a notifications module installed within the application that's going to send them notifications for many different matrices. People joining their
Okay.
station. When you join someone else's station and they upload a new music, you get, you could get a notification for that as well. And then you could manage notifications that you're receiving from the settings of the application as well. So let's say there's 10 different kinds of notifications enabled on the application. You could toggle them on and off as a user on the application just to make sure your notifications are customized according to what you want to, get notified about, and disable yourself as a user on the application the notifications that may be bothering to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you just want privacy, then that is exactly what you will have. If you want all the notifications, then yeah, ideally that will be there as well. But just a wide range of options for that would be great.
Right, yeah, that's going to be one toggle where you could, toggle between a public profile and a private profile, just like you do it on
Yeah.
Instagram, right? With a single toggle, you can decide if your Instagram is publicly displayed or it's private, right? So simply, similarly, this is going to work in a similar way, and then the notifications are a list of notifications, and then you could toggle each of them on and off based upon your requirement as a user.
Indeed, yeah.
So that makes good sense, and some kind of following total listen stats. Of course, like I said, for each of the profiles, there's going to be a number of followers, a number of following, and just like you have it on Spotify. And then each of the playlists could have a total listens as well. So you could know right off the bat
Yeah.
which playlist has how many listens to it.
And it also acts as a form of a ranking system or rating system for playlists or people who really like showing off their music on Radius. I think it could help with that.
Exactly, yes. So these stats are going to be punched into the algorithm that is going to help the app decide which ones should be, how, like you mentioned, the music should be ranked and which music deserves the more spotlight and which ones should be, kind of boosted to the top. So, just to see. So that is done with an algorithm, and you're right. These stats are going to help us create that algorithm to decide whether what music appears on the top and which one slowly dies down because it has listens to it but people are not liking it or skipping it say 30 seconds within the song. So all that is going to come through the algorithm as well,
Perfect.
right? And the next pointer you mentioned here is privacy is key, of course, and so this will be heavily implemented right off the bat for anyone who wants to listen to music private. This will make it possible to do that. Yes, we'll have a simple toggle between private and public, but more importantly, behind that, we'd also help you decide whether what a private profile would look like and what a public profile, switching from private to public, would do. So that is something that's going to be enlisted on the scope document we'll do right after this meeting as well.
Okay.
Right. So, second last pointer here. You said main channel promoting music every day. Probably will start with a new song every day in order to give every artist time to shine and not inflate our goal. Now, this we were discussing internally, and this sounds like a channel for your application. So a Radius channel that is like the main channel that anyone can access at any time and it works just like a radio station, where you know you have a music that is uploaded to it every day that becomes the spotlight, and then there could be probably a list of other music as well, just to avoid the break, like you mentioned on one of the pointers on the application on this document. So this could look like a radio channel that is controlled by yourselves, and you decide who to promote, and then this could be used for monetization in the future as well.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I was also thinking about it as just an official profile page where users can go to it, and then every day there will be a new song, ideally just in like the center of the page, so it's really easy to see, and maybe a caption to go along with it, so it wouldn't completely operate as an actual station, but just a place where you can go just to find a new song, most likely limited to one every day, and maybe even a new artist off of that.
Of course, yes. So more like the place where people on the application can connect with the owners of the application, even in the sense that, you know, if they have to report a certain bug on the profile, on the application, or if you, as the admins and owners of the application, you want to release any kind of updates in text format, or you want to release any, you know, announce any new features, it's going to be your feed, or it's going to be your news feed that is going to, you know, not just promote the music every day, which of course is going to be the center of this page, but you would be able to upload, you know, let's say blogs or say, you know, different content for announcements and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, exactly like that.
The admins on this main channel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And next thing here, the last one here is when a music station you're listening to ends, you will either begin listening to the next station or will be switched to playing your main song on your main page. I think that makes sense. Again, it's going to work with an algorithm to decide whether what music, what station, in fact, would play up after the first one. And then it's going to, the algorithm is automatically going to create a series, and a series of stations that are going to, you know, be personalized according to what you're listening to at this current time. It's going to, populate a list that is going to play in loop until the user on the application stops the music or, you know, barges out of the application.
Yeah, that's what I had in mind.
Perfect. So that's self-explanatory as well. Phase 2, phase 3. For this, we were discussing that since this is not going to be the most urgent, once you get on board with us and you have the team assigned to you, and we get to this phase where we have regular discussions, you get to interact with the team as well. That's when, you know, while focusing on the first phase's execution as well, you could start talking to them about the second phase and the third phase as well, at least in the sense of brainstorming. So, you know, at least the ideas start to pop up, and you guys can start drafting documents or drafting brainstorming documents just to put the second phase and the third phase into perspective. All right?
Perfect. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. So, Matthew, except that, I think we did have a pretty detailed discussion last time. I think, if I do remember this correctly, I did walk you through the process that we follow as well. I did mention that this is going to be a collaboration. We don't, sign you up on one day and then, you know, come back 3 months later and tell you that the application's done. So you will be a part of this process at all times, and you'll have a dedicated team assigned to you. Is there anything that I'm missing on, anything that you'd like to pick my brain on that I may have missed the last time?
No, I think it's been covered.
Perfect then. So I think in that case, I'll get back with my team here. They're expecting a few answers as well. And,
okay.
When I get back with them, we'll prepare the scope document. And once we send that over to you, it should be hopefully within this week. How soon then can we recircle? I mean, or shall I leave you an email once we are done, and then, you know, you'd be able to let me know when you'd like to talk next?
Absolutely, yeah. As soon
Perfect.
as you guys know, that would be great.
All right, great then. Yeah, so I think I'll take the lead from here, and for now I'll let you go, Matthew. Thank you for taking me today. And if you have anything else for me, and you'd like to put that down in writing, just please feel free to send me an email. All right?
All right, will do. Have a great day.
All right, man. You as well. Enjoy the week. Bye now.